Hello and welcome to Poets Corner. I am your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Today, I'll be reading from various poets on the subject of courage, something we all need to tap into from time to time. I'll start with one of my favorite poems about courage called Invictus by William Ernest Henley. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. This poem is called A Courage Poem by Jennifer Healy. Courage is talking about courage with tears streaming down your cheeks. Courage is not knowing what comes next and stepping forward, hands unclenched, right into it. The bliss of the unknown is not something you get used to. Still, wonder opens your eyes, and you see the first signs of new life after hope lost all her petals and leaves. This is what courage does for you. There is a boldness to your heart that matches its softness. When threads grow apart time and again, you hire love as your seamstress. Time and again, you ask love to make you different. You do not expect to be the same, nor should you want to. You did not come into this world to be untouched by life. Change is the only way to find your eternal name. This too you know, that bliss is the sweet sister to her beloved pain. Nor is fear alien to a courageous heart, no more a stranger than the night sky is to its stars. Here are a couple of short quotes about courage. The first one is from Confucius. Our greatest glory is not in never falling, but rising every time we fall. The next one is from Robert Frost. The best way out is always through. This next poem is called Grit by Edgar Guest. How much grit do you think you've got? Can you quit a thing that you like a lot? You may talk of pluck, it's an easy word, and where'er you go, it is often heard. But can you tell to a jot or guess just how much courage you now possess? You may stand to trouble and keep your grin, but have you tackled self-discipline? Have you ever issued commands to you to quit the things that you like to do? And then, when tempted and sorely swayed, those rigid orders, have you obeyed? Don't boast of your grit till you've tried it out, nor prate to men of your courage stout, for it's easy enough to retain a grin in the face of a fight that there's a chance to win. But the sort of grit that is good to own is the stuff you need when you're all alone. How much grit do you think you've got? Can you turn from joys that you like a lot? Have you ever tested yourself to know how far with yourself that you can go? If you want to know if you have grit, just pick out a joy that you like and quit. It's bully sport and it's open fight. It will keep you busy both day and night. For the toughest kind of a game you'll find is to make your body obey your mind. And you never will know what is meant by grit unless there's something you've tried to quit. Never Say Die by Tulsi Hanumanthu. Never say die, though hardships hound your head. They come not singly, has it not been said? These troubles are like social beasts and birds. They always come and go in flocks and herds, by no apparent leader being led. So cower not, but challenge them instead. They will all flee, if only some have fled. To foil fear, bravery's belt who gird, never say die. Yes, triumphed they profusely, who had bled, and yet, with courage, conquered that demon dread. Of such heroic persons, haven't you heard? For whom victory was the main watchword? So though you bleed, as long as you're not dead, never say die. Life by Henry Van Dyke. Let me but live my life from year to year, with forward face and unreluctant soul, not hurrying to nor turning from the goal, not mourning for the things that disappear in the dim past, nor holding back in fear from what the future veils, but with a whole and happy heart that pays its toll to youth and age and travels on with cheer. So let the way wind up the hill or down, or rough or smooth, the journey will be joy. Still seeking what I sought when but a boy, new friendship, high adventure, and a crown. My heart will keep the courage of the quest, and hope the road's last turn will be the very best. Inner Strength by John Reed. It's only through mistakes we make that we learn where we went wrong. It's only when we're far from home we realize where we belong. It's only when we close our eyes our dreams seem clear and bright. It's only in our darkest hours that we truly see the light. It's only when we lose our way we pray to the stars above. It's only through times of grief we learn the true meaning of love. It's only when all hope seems lost, and our weary journey seems so far, when all the world feels against you, we learn how strong we really are. All things are sent to try us. We must strive and give our best. I believe God is watching over us, and He guides us in our quest. This poem is called Strength and Courage by Sylvia Kelly. It takes strength to be certain. It takes courage to have doubts. It takes strength to fit in. It takes courage to stand out. It takes strength to share a friend's pain. It takes courage to feel your own pain. It takes strength to hide your own pain. It takes courage to show it and deal with it. It takes strength to stand guard. It takes courage to let down your guard. It takes strength to conquer. It takes courage to surrender. It takes strength to endure abuse. It takes courage to stop it. It takes strength to stand alone. It takes courage to lean on a friend. It takes strength to love. It takes courage to be loved. It takes strength to survive, but it takes courage to live. This poem is called Don't Quit, and it's by an unknown writer. Don't quit when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up, though the pace feels slow. You might succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man, when he might have captured the victor's cup, and he learned too late, when the night slipped down, how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds, no doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it feels so far. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit, because it's when things seem worst that you mustn't quit. Touching Shoulders. There's a comforting thought at the close of the day, when I'm weary and lonely and sad, that sort of grips hold of my crusty old heart and bids it be merry and glad. It gets in my soul and it drives out the blues and finally thrills through and through. It's just a sweet memory that chants the refrain, I'm glad I touched shoulders with you. Did you know you were brave? Did you know you were strong? Did you know there was one leaning hard? Did you know that I waited and listened and prayed and was cheered by your simplest word? Did you know that I longed for that smile on your face, for the sound of your voice ringing true? Did you know I grew stronger and better because I had merely touched shoulders with you? I'm glad that I live, that I battle and strive for the place that I know I must fill. I'm almost thankful for sorrows. I'll meet with a grin what fortune may send me, good or ill. I may not have wealth, I may not be great, but I know I shall always be true, for I have in my life that courage you gave when once I rubbed shoulders with you. The Fighter. I fight a battle every day against discouragement and fear. Some foe stands always in my way. The path ahead is never clear. I must forever be on guard against the doubts that skulk along. I get ahead by fighting hard, but fighting keeps my spirit strong. I hear the croakings of despair, the dark predictions of the weak. I find myself pursued by care, no matter what the end I seek. My victories are small and few. It matters not how hard I strive. Each day the fight begins anew, but fighting keeps my hopes alive. My dreams are spoiled by circumstance. My plans are wrecked by fate or luck. Some hour perhaps will bring my chance, but that great hour has never struck. My progress has been slow and hard. I've had to climb and crawl and swim, fighting for every stubborn yard, but I have kept in fighting trim. I have to fight my doubts away and be on guard against my fears. The feeble croaking of dismay has been familiar through the years. My dearest plans keep going wrong. Events combine to thwart my will, but fighting keeps my spirit strong, and I am undefeated still. Happiness by Priscilla Leonard. Happiness is like a crystal, fair and exquisite and clear, broken in a million pieces, shattered, scattered far and near. Now and then along life's pathway, lo, some shining fragments fall. But there are so many pieces, no one ever finds them all. You may find a bit of beauty, or an honest share of wealth, while another just beside you gathers honors, love, or health. Vain to choose or grasp unduly, broken is the perfect ball, and there are so many pieces, no one ever finds them all. Yet the wise, as on they journey, treasure every fragment clear, fit them as they may together, imagining the shattered sphere, learning ever to be thankful, though their share of it is small, for it has so many pieces, no one ever finds them all. This poem is titled Red Geraniums by Martha Haskell Clark. Life did not bring me silken crowns, nor jewels for my hair, nor signs of gabled foreign towns in distant countries fair. But I can glimpse beyond my pain a green and friendly hill and red geraniums aflame upon my windowsill. The brambled cares of every day, the tiny humdrum things, may bind my feet when they would stray, but still my heart has wings. While red geraniums are bloomed against my window glass, and low above my green sweet hill the gypsy wind clouds pass. And if my dreamings never come true, the brightest and the best, but leave me alone my journey through, I'll set my heart at rest and thank God for home sweet things, a green and friendly hill, and red geraniums aflame upon my window sill. I do at my house have red geraniums, and they cheer me up enormously every time I look at them. It's Fine Today by Douglas Malik. Sure, this world is full of trouble. I ain't said it ain't. Lord, I've had enough and double reason for complaint. Rain and storm have come to fret me. Skies are often gray. Thorns and brambles have beset me on the road, but say, ain't it fine today? What's the use of always weeping and making trouble last? What's the use of always keeping thinking of the past? Each of us must have his tribulations, water with his wine. Life, it ain't no celebration. Trouble, I've had mine. But today is fine. It's today that I am living, not a month ago. Having, losing, taking, giving, as time wills it so. Yesterday a cloud of sorrow fell across my way. It might rain again tomorrow. It might rain, but say, ain't it fine today? This Too Shall Pass Away by Lanta Wilson Smith. When some great sorrow, like a mighty river, flows through your life with peace-destroying power, and the dearest things are swept from sight forever, say to your heart, each trying hour, this too shall pass away. When ceaseless toil has hushed your song of gladness, and you have grown almost too tired to pray, let this truth banish from your heart its sadness, and ease the burden of each trying day. This too shall pass away. When fortune smiles and full of mirth and pleasure, the days are flitting by without a care, lest you should rest with only earthly treasure, let these few words their fullest import bear. This too shall pass away. When earnest labor brings you fame and glory, and all earth's noblest ones upon you smile, remember that life's longest, grandest story fills but a moment in earth's little while, because this too shall pass away. A Prayer by Max Ehrman. Let me do my work each day, and if the darkened hours of despair overcome me, may I not forget the strength that comforted me in the desolation of other times. May I still remember the bright hours that found me walking over the silent hills of my childhood, or dreaming on the margin of the quiet river, when a light glowed within me, and I promised God to have courage amid the tempests of the changing years. Spare me from bitterness and from the sharp passions of unguarded moments. May I not forget that poverty and riches are of the Spirit. Though the world know me not, may my thoughts and actions be such as shall keep me friendly with myself. Lift my eyes from the earth, and let me not forget the uses of the stars. Forbid that I should judge others, lest I condemn myself. Let me not follow the clamor of the world, but walk calmly on my path. Give me a few friends who will love me for what I am, and keep ever burning before me my vagrant steps, the kindly light of hope. And though age and infirmity may overtake me, and I come not within sight of the castle of my dreams, teach me still to be thankful for life and for time's olden memories that are good and sweet. And may the evening's twilight find me gentle still. So I'll close today with a very short little poem. Courage does not always roar, Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I'll hang on. Thank you for joining me for Poet's Corner today as we listen to poems about courage. I am your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy.
The sun has left and forgotten me. It's dark, I cannot see. Why does this rain pour down? I'm gonna drown in a sea of deep confusion. Somebody told me, I don't know who. Whenever you are sad and blue, and you're feeling all alone and left behind, just take a look inside you and you'll find. Sunny side.